Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Glenn Harness with Health and Wellness. And now here's Rhonda Laird from the Child and Family Center with today's topic.
We're here today with Liz Smith. She's from the Department of Clinical Nutrition at Vanderbilt University. She just finished giving a talk called Taking Responsibility for Your Health, Nutrition for the Young Child. Liz, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, it was a great talk, and I found many, many things interesting. I was wondering if you wanted to talk a little bit about the facts that you discussed regarding overweight and obese children.
Well, basically, during my research, I found out that about a third of children and adolescents in America are overweight and obese, and I found that to be very high number. The prevalence of obesity tripled for preschool-aged children that are aged 2 to 5 years, went from 5% in 1976 to 1980 to actually 12.4% in 2003 to 2006. And we've actually seen a plateau around the year 2000. It's kind of remained the same between 2000 and 2006.
Well, those aren't very positive things,
no.
But you actually have many, many positive things about ways that we can keep our children healthy and learning to eat. So I thought maybe if you wanted to, you could talk a little bit about your 3 points about striving to be a good role model first.
Okay. I think that's one of the main things as parents that we do for our children is being a good role model as far as eating healthily and incorporating physical activity into our daily lives, making sure that you pack healthy snacks like fruits and vegetables. When you go for a play date, get on the playground with your child and run around and go down the slide instead of sitting on the bench. If you're sitting there eating with your child and they're not too crazy about broccoli, but they see you eating it, then they may be more likely to eat it themselves.
Great. What about picky eaters? What do we do about that?
Usually it's just a phase that they go through. It's a kind of behavioral thing. They're exerting their independence. It's part of the growing up process. It's usually temporary. If they're growing normally and they're not lacking any energy, they're probably getting what they need. So don't really stress about it too much if your child is a picky eater.
Should we make them finish their plates?
No. I would not encourage your child to finish their plate because that may, you know, encourage them to do it every single time, which may lead to overweight later in life.
You talked a little bit about having fun with food and encouraging your kids to participate in cooking and meal preparation.
Absolutely. If you kind of make food fun and take a little bit of creativity, it goes a long way. So creating some smart, fun snacks and meals and involving your child in some kitchen activities is a really good thing to do. Just a few fun things that you can do. Naming a food after your child, like my son's name is Ben, and if I made him a special macaroni and cheese with something real special, I'll name it Ben's Macaroni and Cheese. And then he's 2, and so I could kind of get him at the end of the meal to maybe wipe a table. If we're coming home from the grocery, I might get him to put the apples away in the fridge or something like that. Now, with 3 and 4 and 5 year olds, they're going to be able to do more things, like adding ingredients to recipes, stirring batters, like if you're making pancakes on Saturday morning, and then maybe make a healthy pizza, shaping, kneading dough, and then actually putting the ingredients on top of the pizza.
Tell us that recipe about the English muffin, because that sounded
yeah.
really good.
It's an English muffin pizza. You take half an English muffin, preferably whole wheat, some tomato sauce from the grocery store, some chopped up vegetables, and then some low-fat mozzarella cheese, and just stick it in the toaster oven until it's melted. That makes a great dinner.
And a 4 and 5 year old could do that.
Absolutely.
Great.
Absolutely.
Great. This has been fabulous. I really appreciate you sharing so much information with us. I'm wondering if you had any kind of resources that you wanted to share with the folks listening to our podcast.
Absolutely. I got a lot of my information from www.mypyramid.gov. It's an interactive website, and you can actually fill out and get a personalized meal plan for your child based on his age and weight and physical activity. I used UpToDate clinical reference through the Vanderbilt Medical Center website. It's a really handy resource. And then we actually have a nutrition clinic here at Vanderbilt Medical Center that's an excellent resource. If you are concerned if your child's overweight, they can come see a dietitian for pediatric obesity, overweight. If you're concerned if they're a picky eater, if they're failure to thrive, and they're not getting, and you really do feel like they're not getting enough, they can come see a dietitian.
Do you have a phone number for that clinic?
Yes, it's actually 936-3952.
Thanks so much, Liz. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.